AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Homeless services in Australia are buckling under the strain of the national housing crisis, according to a new report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare. The latest data found almost 290,000 Australians asked for help from homeless services in the past year. 19,000 of those were turned away. Women escaping violence, young people and First Nations Australians are among those increasingly relying on support services. Our reporter Marcellus Enalunga visited Adelaide's biggest homeless shelter and delivered this report from the front line of a worsening national crisis.
Adelaide's Hutt Street Centre is a bustling haven for the homeless. A place to get a hot meal, a shower and recharge. More than 180 people rely on this centre every day, but the growing demand means some are turned away.
What we have to do is manage the peak periods at the moment and encourage people, if they haven't got a reason to be in the centre, to try and make space for others to get in.
Nationally, women and children make up 73% of those seeking help.
In the last 4 years, we have seen a 42% growth in demand for our wellbeing centre services. But what's more concerning is in that same period, we've seen a 77% growth in females accessing our services.
On average, 820 people access the centre, and 30% of those clients are First Nations, and those numbers are rising every week.
It's about country and dreaming.
For Nyunga man Perry Collar, the centre provided more than meals and shelter. It offered dignity, connection and survival.
I was living out the front in the swag. The hospital chucked me out. I was too rowdy for them. So I was out the front here. They come along and offered me help. And I grabbed it with both hands.
Homeless providers say the housing crisis is driving the surge in demand and is calling for the government to build more social housing.
Housing that is subsidised by government and that they rent it out on a subsidised basis for people such as our clients.
Since receiving his house, for Perry, the journey to independence has also been cultural, reconnecting through art, healing and community. Marcella Sinalunga, NITV News.
New research has found remote Indigenous communities are being largely excluded from accessing the internet and other telecommunications technology. The report by RMIT University and Swinburne University of Technology used observations collected from 12 Indigenous communities in some of the most isolated parts of the country. It found 3 in 4 First Nations people living in those communities face challenges with the simplest online tasks needed for daily social, economic and cultural life. The communities have some of the highest costs for mobile data in the country, along with patchy phone and internet reception.
We say that connectivity and getting online is now considered a fundamental human right, so that we can all work and operate our lives in a way that benefits us as Aboriginal people, and to stay connected with family and kin, and also for our own educational purposes, or whether it's accessing health and other information online.
Land rights champion, beer box musician and former Northern Territory administrator Ted Egan has passed away. He was 93. Famous for popularising the beer cartoon as a musical instrument, Ted Egan was a lifelong advocate for First Nations rights. After moving to Darwin at 16, he later established the St Mary's Football Club as a way of giving Tiwi Islanders a chance to play. He became proficient in Tiwi and other First Nations languages for the Department of Aboriginal Affairs. In 1969, he wrote the Gurindji Blues, a critique of government inaction during the height of the Gurindji land rights movement. He went on to play a pivotal role in the creation of NAIDOC Week. He was awarded an Order of Australia for services to the Aboriginal community and later served as the administrator of the Northern Territory. A state funeral will be held in his honour. Dungari model Samantha Harris is stepping into a new chapter of her career, releasing her first book, an inspiring and deeply personal memoir called Role Model. Co-written with her mother, the book follows the model's incredible journey from launching her modelling career at just 13 years old to becoming Australia's first Indigenous supermodel. Maddie Mills caught up with Sam Harris a little earlier.
Sam, welcome to NITV.
Thank you for having me.
You've released your memoir, Role Model. You're not only sharing your story, but you're also incorporating your mum's story. Why is that so important to you?
I think it was very important because without my mum, my story doesn't exist, right? And it was very traumatic, quite hard for my mum to tell her story, which I totally understand. But I'm so proud of her that she did it. And as you read in the book, it says, you know, before you hear my story, you have to hear my mum's. And she talks about her childhood and how she grew up and why she became the mother that she is today.
You were the only First Nations model in the mainstream for a pretty long time, but there's recently been a shift in the industry. Is that exciting to see?
It's so exciting for me because, as you said, when I started, well, I wasn't aware personally of any other Indigenous models. It was just little old me, little shy old me. And I've been in the industry for over 2 decades now. And I've actually watched it change before my eyes. And I'm so proud just to see so many more Indigenous representation within mainstream fashion.
You've really done it all. But when you look back, what are some of those big milestones for you?
I've loved every aspect of my career because it's always been something different. And I've worked with so many amazing people and travelled the world. So I've loved every aspect. But, you know, one of my main kind of favourite iconic things would definitely be the Vogue cover. You can't not top that. That was very cool. And, you know, still to even this day, it's a pinch me moment. And I was the second Indigenous model to ever be on the cover. Like, that's really cool. Also, I've been an ambassador for David Jones alongside Miranda Kerr. You know, she's a Victoria's Secret angel. And I got to model with her. And we'd shoot in beautiful locations. And also now the book. I would have never, ever have thought, in, you know, when I first started modelling, that 13-year-old Samantha would be writing her first book.
Moving forward, what do you hope to see in terms of representation for mob in the industry?
I just want them to be there, you know, not be, oh, she's an Indigenous designer. No, she is Indigenous and she's proud of her culture, or he's proud of his culture. They're a designer, you know, they deserve to be there just like everybody else. And you know what, to be honest, I think a little bit more, because Indigenous fashion, It's telling a story, and it's a story of hundreds of years of culture and tradition, and it's so much more special than, you know, just walking into a, you know, a shop and just grabbing a dress, a pretty dress. You're celebrating culture and history.
What do you hope that the readers take away from this memoir?
Me and my mum, we both had challenges in our lives and completely different challenges, but you'll see within the book that we overcome them, we persevere. It's, you know, I think it's a very inspiring story. I know my mum's aspect is a very inspiring story, and I hope the readers think mine's a very inspiring story also.
This is another massive moment in your career, but what else is on the horizon for you?
I've been working on another project for quite some time, which I'm very excited about. It's still in the process, so I'm going to be one of those boring people that go, you have to wait and see. But you will have to wait and see, and just continue to model and see where life takes me. Enjoy life.
Thank you so much for joining us on NITV and congrats on the incredible book.
Thank you.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.